Studio 360 is supported by SC Group, proud supporters of Viewhouse, the new music website and app from the nation's leading and most influential public music radio stations. See unique live performances and videos from the newest and most innovative artists, curated for you under one roof. Download the free app or visit viewhouse.com, V-U-H-A-U-S.com.
One of the things we do at Studio 360 is look for things in the world that frustrate us or don't work as well as they could. And then we ask a design firm to fix them. We reinvented the iconography around Christmas. We created a new slogan for Canada. We even tried to make Mondays more appealing. Then earlier this summer, when the Confederate battle flag was lowered in South Carolina and moved to the attic elsewhere, we got excited about the idea of coming up with a new symbol for the American South. Exciting partly because we knew right away that it would be a contentious and challenging project. The design firm 70KFT in Dallas agreed to take on the challenge, and now, after 2 months of brainstorming and debating and drawing and deleting and drawing again, the designers Stefan Reddick and Gus Granger are here, and they're about to unveil the results to me and to you. Hello again.
Hello, Kurt.
First of all, actually, before I look at anything, I just wanted to ask you both. Okay, we call you up, said you want to do this inherently controversial, difficult thing. You say yes. Did it turn out to be easier, harder, different than you imagined when you first said yes?
We're looking at each other.
I think we started at the same place where the Confederate flag lives now, which was post-Civil War. But I think the big aha moment was, why are we continuing to talk about that? What does today look like? You know, what does a modern South look like? And I think in many ways we have been shaped by the past 200-some-odd years.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it doesn't determine what our future looks like.
So I have just been handed a printout of pages that show your final design. And listeners, you can see exactly what I'm looking at if you go to studio360.org. It is sort of a pattern rather than one object. There are blue stripes angling down diagonally one side that converge and weave into red stripes coming down from the other direction and forming a lattice. Is that a fair description?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And what you're describing, both from the standalone blue stripes, the standalone red stripes, that is a respect for the individuals, our unique differences, our individuality, and how they are coming together to create the fabric, which is the South. And the use of the angles themselves is a subtle nod to the direction, the South itself.
And when you say that it alludes to the South itself, the way the bars cross over, what do you mean?
More to the compass point idea.
Uh-huh.
So if we do have arrows that are pointing downward, which are indicative of southward direction.
One question I have is, you went abstract. And so many, and most, inevitably, of the when listeners suggested things, they suggested a guitar, a pineapple, a pecan. Did you guys think and reject pictorial elements and said, nah, we're going to go abstract? And if so, why?
We went through several hundred different symbols that could potentially represent the South.
Uh-huh.
Everything from magnolia trees to pecan pie to, goodness, anything and everything. And what we continued to find was that's great for one small group.
Yes.
But, you know, is that necessarily, you know, telling the full story of everyone in the South?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to have any kind of mythical idea about what the South could be or what the South has been.
Right.
But more about what the South could be.
Ye old, old, beautiful old South with the plantation pillars or whatever, you know. Yeah,
right.
No, I get that choice. So in the piece we did last week, it seemed very much within 70KFT that there was this rebel camp that was interested in the rebel idea, and then this camp that was interested in the quilt idea. Well, who won?
I think it really probably ended up more on Team Quilt side of things.
What we, just in a roundabout way, what we landed on was the fabric story worked well for the identity. The rebel story becomes a great advertising moment.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, later in this presentation, there is a whole series of black and white portraits set against the backdrop of that quilted red and blue motif. So you've got a photo of Rosa Parks, and next to her is a big red stamp that says Rebel, and then a tagline, Challenge Convention. So how did this come to be?
One of the designers on the team, Michael Favel, which had this amazing idea. This term rebel is very interesting. It's something which is embraced outside of a Southern context, the idea of, you know, individuality as a good thing. And we took a step back and we started looking at people from the South that may not rise above the caricatures of the South, that don't get associated with the South, that were like, if we can elevate those people and that attitude of resisting convention, challenging convention. So as you page through that, you'll see that, you know, we're drawing attention to, you know, people like Jesse Owens, Elvis Presley, Martin Luther King.
Is it supposed to be rebel or rebel?
Pick.
Okay. All right, I will.
If we look at the American experience and it beginning through an act of rebellion, through the revolution, the constant perfection of our country in some ways at its best has acted through rebellion. If we talk about the abolitionist movement, Underground Railroad, even going back to we were talking about the Civil Rights Movement, women's suffrage.
Right.
All of these things required rebelling against convention in order for our nation to get better.
And in the meantime, before corporations and public jurisdictions and states and cities adopt this and make it the new Southern symbol, I assume it's okay with you guys if listeners just want to download and color print versions of this and use it at will, right?
We would love that.
This is open source. Gus and Stefan, I am so grateful. Thanks so much for spending so much time and energy and seriousness of purpose about this thing we concocted for you.
Well, thanks for bringing us along for the adventure.
Thank you very much.
So once you take a look at the finished design scheme, let us know what you think of it at our website, studio360.org.